Good morning. Today we begin the actual Shara Bitachon. And when the author of the Chovos Halavavos introduces the section on Shara Bitachon, he says, look, we have a responsibility daily to understand that our job in life is to serve Hashem. And he says, after we've discussed what it means to serve Hashem, we have to understand that we have to place our confidence in who He is in order for us to be able to go ahead and serve Him. But Machshavos Solomon jumps up over here and reminds us, hey, wait a second. In order for us to be able to serve Hashem and to place trust in Hashem, we first have to believe that He's there. Now, there are people around us who believe that Hashem is not there. They don't believe in anything, and they tell you that. Trust no one. But the truth is, even someone who tells you that they trust no one trusts something. There is nobody in the world who doesn't trust something. When you pick up that slice of bread in order to be able to make a sandwich, you must trust that the person who baked it didn't put any poison into it. If you only bake your own bread, you must trust that whatever the ingredients are that you found, that they are fresh, that they are not spoiled, that nobody has poisoned them. When you go and take your car, excuse me, and start it up, you certainly trust that the mechanic did not mess around with it, or that the guys in Detroit or Japan or China or wherever it is that your car parts are made, that those parts have indeed passed muster, and that the car is going to start. And when people go to a doctor, they trust the doctors. Somebody has a capacity to turn around and say, I have the ability to trust. So if somebody says, I don't trust Hashem because I don't trust anyone, you should just understand there is nobody who doesn't trust. And it becomes a fundamental that if any way we're going to trust, we have to understand that we need to place our trust and our confidence into Hashem. Not that a person who trusts something else, somebody who trusts the government or just trusts the alarm system for security, the truth is it's okay to have that type of trust, but one needs to go ahead and realize that that trust is secondary to the trust of Hashem. And when a person realizes that and does not put the trust of Hashem as primary and paramount, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his extra protection over him in that situation and places him in the hands of somebody who does trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find that often throughout Jewish history where the Nevi'im told us that we would have been successful, but we didn't trust in Hashem. We certainly find that in Shmuel Aleph. My dear friend Akiva Shulman and I learned Shmuel Aleph together, and we found quite a bit that when the Aron was taken captive, per se, the people trusted. But they didn't trust as much as the Plishtim trusted. And this, too, was considered a fallacy at that point in history. That is the punishment for somebody who doesn't have bitachon in Hashem. Says the Chovos Halavavos, they're placed into the hands of those who do trust Hashem. And that is like the psukim say, Kishtayim ra'os asa'ami, osi azu makar chayim, mayim chayim lachtsov lam beiroz, beiroz nishbarim. If a person places his trust in something beyond Hashem, as opposed to Hashem, not working in concert with Hashem's rules for the world, so then what they're really doing is a double sin. It's one, they're not trusting in Hashem, and two, they're placing their trust and security into something else. This is a double-edged difficulty. It's like getting hit twice as bad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with that situation. And so the Chovos Halavavos, through a series of psukim, proves that this is not beneficial for the human being. And instead, what we need to be able to do in our lives is to realize that as we are walking and taking all of our steps in life, it's not that the steps in life that we're taking are going to be the steps that we need. If I work harder, I'll make more money. That's not correct. If I work hard, then and this is the way of the world, and I realize that I'm doing that which Hashem wants me to do, then I will be able to go ahead and achieve what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. If I realize that Hashem is Ma'ani u'ma'ashir, Moricho vayal, that Hashem is the one who makes the decisions. That doesn't mean I sit at home and don't do, and don't make my efforts. No, what it means is as I make my efforts, I realize that it's Hashem who's working behind those efforts. I must keep the CDC guidelines. I must continue to follow through on that which is, by nature, that which is supposed to protect us. But I can't go through my day just following the government and the CDC without davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an extra protection, without saying that extra Tehillim. So as we're working our way through and sitting at this period in time, a time on the one hand of great terror for many of us, as we watch the news, which we should probably do a little bit less of, we should also make it our business to add to ourselves, to realize that every step that we are doing, every place that we're doing, and everything we're doing is in line with the Borei Olam, and maybe we should speak to him with a little bit extra emphasis these days to let him know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're doing what you ask of us. Please protect us within the process. If we can do that and achieve it, we certainly will have a great day.